Davante Adams wants to get traded. That's going to be a big story. And I have a feeling that, you know, as we tape this, by the end of this week, he probably will get traded.
Not for a second-round pick, which supposedly is what they're asking for.
That's ridiculous.
I don't see how anybody's going to give a second-round pick for him. You'd have to feel like this guy is going to, Adams is going to take us to the promised land, and he's going to get us over the hump this year because he's also got a big salary.
Bill Belichick on Underdog. With Mike Lombardi and Matt Patricia. You didn't hear from Patricia there.
No, I'm sure he agreed with Bill. This makes me, like, want to scream into a pillow.
Go for it.
So he's like, not for a second-round pick for Davante Adams.
Second
one of the greatest receivers
pick.
Of all time, and I still think he's a top-10 receiver in the league.
You
might be a top-5 pick.
You got to pay him for the rest of this year
and
pay
give
up a second-round pick.
You can find the money, Bill. You've even said that. We've all latched on it because you said that. But yeah. Suggesting that it's insane to ask for a second-round pick for Davante Adams when Bill Belichick in 2019 traded a second-round pick for Mohamed Sanu. Mohamed Sanu was worth a second-round pick to Bill Belichick. That is insane. Mohamed Sanu was never good. There wasn't like, well, he was still good. No, he was never good. He was never a good receiver. Davante Adams is more productive in four games than Mohamed Sanu would be for an entire season. He thought that that was the answer. Gave up a second-round pick. I think it ended up being like J.K. Dobbins. Not that it really matters. But he did that for Mohamed Sanu. He's also swung and missed on plenty of other trades. But that him still not valuing a wide receiver is insane. Like, haven't you learned quarterback, wide receiver are very important in today's NFL? He traded a first-round pick for Brandon Cooks at one point. Mm-hmm. And he traded a second-rounder for Sanu. And he's like, oh, the Raiders aren't going to get a two for Davante Adams. Like, why in the hell not? They might not, but, like, certainly you ask for
okay,
it.
Okay, but, like, this is where I think you get into this tricky area. And you guys can jump in. 617-779-7937. Your thoughts on Bill Belichick in the media. Does it help? Does it hurt? Possible destinations for Bill, along with everything else we've talked about. Drake May, your expectations for his first start statistically, offensively, what do the Patriots get? Do they have any chance against the Houston Texans? Who, by the way, a year from now, you hope could be the Patriots, turned it around, our free agent destination and a Super Bowl contender in 1 year because they have the guy under center. Again, 617-779-7937. I don't think this kind of stuff hurts because I think, or helps rather.
I was going to say.
It hurts him. It doesn't help.
Yeah.
Because if the owners even think about it for 1 second, it's just Bill doing his job in the media now saying, I wouldn't give up a second-round pick for this guy. But if they just think about it for 1 second, but you gave up a second-round pick for Mohamed Sanu?
Sure did.
And
5 years ago.
You've used all these second-round picks. And not to say that Bill never hit on second-round picks. Like Matt Light, Rob Gronkowski, Deion Branch. I mean, Bill hit on maybe even more recently Keon White.
Yeah.
Bill hit on plenty of second-round picks, but you also had Tyquan Thornton.
Oh, please. I mean,
you
the draft
also
things.
Had Jawan Williams, oh, Duke Dawson, Cyrus Jones.
Rashai Dowling. It was really corners
Rashai
in the second
Dowling,
round. Yeah, couldn't do corners.
Jordan Richards. Jeez. Like, you know, like, there were also a million misses you had in the second round. And now, to potentially put your team over the top, and I know, I guess he gave that qualifier. He said, unless they're going to take you to the promised land.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think a lot of the teams in the mix, that's what they're hoping.
Like, so I think what they
the
need,
Jets,
though,
not the Saints necessarily,
no.
But the Jets, the Bills are supposedly on the periphery.
Commanders.
You know, if they would, Commanders are a great one. If the Raiders would ever make the trade to the Chiefs, like, that is what he could be. He could be the missing piece there. And Bill's talking about the salary, and Bill's talking about the acquisition cost when he's given up second-round picks for way worse receivers, and he's used second-round picks on way worse players.
Well, I think this probably confirms what a lot of teams were thinking when he was available this past season is there any way you'll just coach? Can we just get you to coach? We don't want you to build the roster because you had a great roster, but really you had Tom Brady. And then you were able to make moves here and there. Like every GM, hit on some picks, miss on some picks. Unfortunately, your first-round picks over recent years have been atrocious, so that stands out more. You know, oh, well, we hit this guy in the sixth. It's like, yeah, but you swung and missed on all these firsts. Like, that's pretty significant. So even a team like the Falcons, as bad a shape as they were in, they're looking at it like, well, we just want you to coach. And then even that, we're not really sure. So I think it'll be, if he gets offers this offseason, and I think that he will, but I bet a big part of it will be teams that are already set and something like trading for Davante Adams or trading for that next receiver who's available. leave it to the GM. Leave it to the, like, you're just going to, all we want you to do is improve our coaching, like game day coaching, our defense specifically. We're not looking for you to draft players. We're not looking for you to make trades either.
Yeah, look, that's a fair point. Like, another way it could hurt him is owners look at it and go, oh, Bill wouldn't trade for a stud wide receiver?
Yeah.
Maybe the game has passed him by. 37937, this is a good point. Sanu wasn't Bill making the trade. That was Brady.
So I'd heard that as far as Sanu over Emmanuel Sanders, who also got dealt. But Emmanuel Sanders, I feel like, went for a third,
yeah,
which might have been high for him too. But maybe Mohamed Sanu was told. So this is the other part that I can't stand. Did Belichick have full say or
thank
no, like
well,
no
so,
say?
Right,
so now we're picking
you.
And choosing on like what he had say okay, over.
Let's play it out because that was out of character for Bill. If we're being fair to Bill,
you got
to
do
that. Was out of character
two,
for Bill?
Wasn't Brady pushing for Mohamed Sanu?
Well, that's what we're
that's
saying.
That's what the Texas said.
Like hard for it. So
okay,
he's like, fine.
But then, like, it doesn't mean you have to do it too.
Okay,
just like the Garoppolo thing.
But this would be my point
more for Garoppolo.
Okay, this would be my point. Okay, fine. So Brady wanted him, and Bill maybe didn't. So Robert Kraft probably got in the middle of that, and Robert Kraft was probably the one who okayed that trade. And, like, don't tell me Robert Kraft doesn't get involved in football decisions. And then,
yeah,
if we're acknowledging Robert Kraft gets involved in football decisions, don't tell me he had no say in who's starting this weekend with Drake May.
It drives me nuts. That
so, thing. Like, if you want to play that game where Bill didn't have full autonomy than other people did, who was Robert Kraft listening to or who was Brady talking to boss him around? Bill didn't listen to Tom Brady.
Yeah.
So it was probably Robert Kraft, and Kraft gets involved in football decisions. So if you want to open up that Pandora's box, let's go there and talk about who's in charge of making the call this weekend.
That drove me nuts just all the way going back to Parcells when he had his famous line about, like, let me shop for the groceries thing. And it's like, all right, so you didn't pick Terry Glenn, so do you get credit for Teddy Bruschi?
Right.
Like, did you pick him?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, well, I picked the defensive guys. And I picked, I was like, all right, well, then I don't know what the hell is up and what's down at this point. But
also, Glenn worked out. So, like, for all your,
no, Glenn was
all
a good player.
Your, all your kicking and
yeah,
screaming,
right,
at least early on in
he
his
was.
Career, Glenn worked out over Cedric Jones or whoever he wanted to draft.
Yeah, who was it?
It was like some D-lineman.
It was one of those guys. I forget who it was. James Ferrier? It was a guy like that. But anyway.
So you mentioned Emmanuel Sanders. He was a third and a fourth for Emmanuel Sanders and a fifth.
Yeah, so I would just call that a third.
So basically they moved out.
Yeah, they swapped fourth and fifth, and then they got a third. And he was a more productive player. He was a better player anyway. And then he was better after the trade. But Mohamed Sanu, like I'm telling you, he was never good, ever. For the Patriots, he played in 8 games and had 200 yards. 8 games, 200 yards. I think he had some big drops.
Well, that's what I was
going to
say.
Too.
I think, like, there were also like some killer plays mixed in there as well. Okay, so Cedric Jones went 2 picks before Terry Glenn.
All right, so what would
he was sandwiched right in between 2 running backs, Lawrence Phillips and Tim Biakabatuka.
Dude, Lawrence Phillips. What a college player.
Yeah.
Holy mackerel. Him and Tommy Frazier and Joel Makavica in the backfield.
Not a great guy.
No. Is he with us?
Ooh, I don't know.
No, he is sadly not.
He's with Gil Brandt.
Lawrence Phillips is, yep, in the sky.
Yeah, I don't remember.
6th pick.
I don't remember who he was with.
You
I
look
thought
at
it was
the 96 draft.
Yeah, I thought it was Cedric Jones, but it was, Cedric Jones wasn't on the board. So I don't remember who Bill Parcells was kicking and screaming.
He wanted
about.
Ray Lewis.
No, that was.
That's what he'd have you believe now.
No, that was Bill who had him drafted in
well, Bill created that Ravens
with the Browns.
Dynasty.
Yeah, well, no. Well, not only,
did you
not
read
only
that,
but yeah. he eventually won that Super Bowl in 2000, and he totally was way better than you actually remember in Cleveland and all these things. So that opens up a whole other thing when it comes to who made the call. But largely, I don't think stuff like this helps Bill Belichick, and it also sets up a weird dynamic. Let's say Bill's in the mix in New York. And the Jets trade for him. Now Bill's like, oh, yeah, by the way, I never would have given up a second-round pick for Devontae Adams. And
although
now,
he can hedge it. If they give up a 3 for him, he'd be like, that's a good deal. That was my kind of deal.
Or like the Bills do it.
Now you got to pay
replaces,
him.
He replaces Sean McDermott
in Buffalo.
Like, that sets up a potential weird dynamic.
If he is on a contending team with a good roster, do you think they give him roster control? I say no. I think if it's a desperate team.
I don't think Bill takes it if he doesn't have roster control.
So then he ends up in
Jacksonville.
Right.
Like that, like this is why I think
so there you go.
This is why I think bum ass teams like Jacksonville might be in play for Bill.
But what's more
I think
important to Bill? Winning another Super Bowl or just
control.
Ugh,
that's what I think.
Yeah, you might be right.
Now look, I say that and he didn't get the Falcons job. And part of it was the Falcons weren't going to give him that job, so were they not going to offer it? Did Bill not want it? I think Bill wanted it. So maybe that blows up my point.
I
think Bill wants control, and I think Bill wants money.
Cash. Yeah. For everybody wants cash. I maybe I'm naive. Perhaps it's my naivete, Jones. I think he wants the coaching record or the wins record, and I think he wants to win a Super Bowl to kind of stick it to Robert.
Okay, but don't,
and also sort of like get back in that territory of Tom Brady.
But don't you think Bill thinks he can do that anywhere?
I think
at least the wins record. Maybe not the contending for a Super Bowl, but like at least the Bill. I think
Cam,
Bill.
But like he lived it for the Cam Newton, Mac Jones, Bailey Zappi era. Like, does can't he be like a little bit humbled by that?
No. You know how Bill probably looks at it?
Maybe he's not humbled.
No, you know how Bill probably looks at it? Bill's like, I won. What did he win with Cam? 8 games? I won 8 games with Cam Newton.
Sheesh.
I won 10 with Mac. You know, like that.
But then you didn't.
Okay, but he probably looks at it as the quarterback MF'd me and like that screwed everything up. And like, you know, like that's probably how he looks at
it. Post-Brady, they went 7-10-8-4.
Yeah. He probably, I'm not saying this is rational, but if I could get inside Bill's head, I bet he looks at it and goes, I won 8 games with Cam Newton. I won 10 games with Mac Jones.
Yeah.
I'm Bill Belichick.
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
That's how I bet he looks at himself.
But if he,
I could win 9 in Jacksonville.
But
I bet that's
if
he
comes
looks
back,
himself.
Yeah, but if you win 9 in Jacksonville, what does that get you?
Well, in 2 years, that gets you the wins record.
If you all right, win, so you get the wins record at least, but like you're not.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know that he thinks he can win a Super Bowl anywhere,
oh,
but the,
okay,
I think he
okay.
can get the win. I think in his mind,
well, I agree
he can go get the wins record anywhere.
I actually agree with him. I think he can. Like, I thought Atlanta, I was like, why would you want to go to Atlanta? But I was like, well, 2 years, 2.5 years, you get the wins record, and they leave you alone, or so I thought.
Yeah.
But actually, Arthur Blank listened to the rest of the staff there. But I think, so last year there were 8 openings, 7 outside of the Patriots, and he got 1 interview.
One sniff, yep.
One,
and he didn't
whiff.
If you believe,
actually got a second interview with them. Because remember,
oh,
I remember in between, you're like, oh, they're just going to give him the job.
One team gave him the interview. You're right. It was
Atlanta.
Multiple interviews. One on Arthur Blank's boat.
Yeah.
But if you believe, I think it was Van Natta and Wickersham. If you believe their reporting,
no, those guys are liars.
Bill didn't finish in the top 3. There,
you mean Wickersham?
Wickerscam.
Wickerscam. Right. It
there
is Wickersham.
Go. Yeah.
It's just his name.
Wickersham, no,
you're just emphasizing the last part of his actual name. That's not really anything.
His name is Wickersham.
Correct. Yeah, got him. Not really his given name. I think the Jets interview him at the very least. That's the one opening we feel like is for sure going to be there at the end of the year. We'll see. I'm still holding out for Dallas and Philly, maybe, depending on how things go. Philly feels like teetering. They were talking about teetering on a mutiny here. 2-2 off the bye week. They already canned both coordinators from last year to kind of save Sirianni. But this is Sirianni's last stand.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like that could be gone.
Yeah, he might not make it through the year. Sirianni, I don't think McCarthy will get fired in season because Jerry doesn't do that. Although,
no.
Woody Johnson had also never fired a coach in season. He
True.
Just did it 5 weeks in.
Yep.
But I don't think Jerry would fire McCarthy, and the Cowboys feel like they're in a slightly better spot than Philly. Sirianni might not make it through the year.
No, he might not. Belichick gets more or over under 1.5 interviews. Next year.
Under.
Ooh, see, I'll take the over.
I'm not sure.
There'll be 8 openings again. They're always, every year there's like 5, 6,
yeah.
7, 8.
I just.
9, 10. 11,
I don't know.
12.
Maybe the one. Maybe. I'll take under on 1.5.